As I walked through the wilderness of this world, I lighted on a certain place where there was a den, and laid me down in that place to sleep. And as I slept, I dreamed a dream. I dreamed, and behold, I saw a goat man clothed in rebellious attire. He stood in a dark place, a statue of a large, fat, and naked rat erected before him, a book in his hand, and his mind plagued with questions. I looked, and I saw him open the book and read therein. As he read, his eyes were opened to new ideas. Ideas of lust and the true nature of the embodiment of self. And, not being able to longer contain himself, he broke out with a lamentable cry, saying,
"How shall I obtain the things that I want from this world?"
The goat man's name was Daxter. He was a peasant from the forests of Hayden, and brought with him the mighty burden of lust, which he found no outlet. The world was prudish and unfair. There were laws that kept his will at bay. Daxter wanted to unleash himself, but he did not know how.
"The world is against me. I have traveled so far, yet I am not allowed to bear my lust in the manner that I choose. The Book of Maximus speaks of great pleasure, but it is beginning to seem as if none of that pleasure was intended for me. Accursed and worthless book. I should have never left Hedon. This world is unforgiving for the likes of my kind."
Daxter left the Shrine of Maximus with a heavy heart. He hated the world. He hated how boring the people of the cities could be. But he was not without friends of whom he could turn to.
"I hate seeing you so downtrodden."
This was Jasper, the jackal.
"I'm lost in this world. I gave my life to Maximus, and am met with a world who rejects him."
"They haven't entirely rejected him. I have certainly enjoyed your attention. I enjoy it when you remove those trousers and allow me to please you."
"I enjoy those as well. The act is so contained, so private. It always leaves me with a feeling of oppression."
"But still pleasure."
"I dearly wish to follow the ways of Maximus. I love his fatness. I love what he stands for. But right now, he seems more like merely a statue, a symbol. Maybe that's all he is."
"Don't say that."
"Is Maximus even real?"
"He is as real as you believe him to be."
"Jasper, you make it all sound so pointless."
"I am sorry, Daxter. I just want to please you like you please me."
"How can the world exist this way if Maximus is real? Everyone is so cutish. They're boring."
"May I pleasure you, Daxter? It shall make you feel better."
"I can't say no to you, Jasper."
"It's my pleasure to do so. Lean against the wall and do try and think of the fat rat god while I suck on you."
"Right.
Ah. do you feel now?
A little better.
A little?
I'm going to read more of my book. I just want to understand my place in the world. I need to know if there is a point to all of this.
All right.
And so I saw, in my dream, that Daxter was still intent on continuing his journey. He had so much more to learn. But there was another who had been watching the Goat Man in secret. And little did Daxter know, he was soon to meet not only this person,